So Hosea chapter 2, and in chapter 1 as a summary of what happened last week, we are introduced to Hosea, we're introduced to the fact that he is told to go marry a woman, and this woman is basically a harlot. So Hosea goes and picks this woman out for himself. Her name is Gomer, and they have a child by the name of Jezreel, and then they have two more children, and that one was named Lo Ruhamah, and the other was named Lo Amai, and there's some different thoughts about that. Maybe we'll talk about it another week, but I wasn't able to talk about one thing we was wanting to talk about last week, so we're going to continue that today. We may get out just a little bit early. I've got a lot to get done between now and the end of the service this morning, so we'll maybe cut it just a little bit short. But Hosea chapter number 2, verse number 1, say ye unto your brethren, Amai, which means my people, that's what that word means, and to your sisters, Ruhamah, which means having obtained pity, says, plead with your mother, plead, for she is not my wife, neither am I her husband. Let her therefore put away her whoredoms out of her sight, and her adulteries from between her breasts, lest I strip her naked and set her as in the day that she was born, and make her as a wilderness, and set her like a dry land, and slay her with thirst. And I will not have mercy upon her children, for they be the children of whoredoms. For their mother hath played the harlot, she hath conceived them, she that conceived them hath done shamefully. For she said, I will go after my lovers, they give me my bread and my water, my wool and my flax, mine oil and my drink. Therefore, behold, I will hedge up thy way with thorns, and make a wall that she shall not find her paths. And she shall follow after her lovers, but she shall not overtake them. And she shall seek them, but shall not find them. Then shall she say, I will go and return to my first husband, for then was it better with me than now. For she did not know that I gave her corn and wine and oil, and multiplied her silver and gold, which they had prepared for Baal. Therefore will I return and take away my corn in the time thereof, and my wine in the season thereof, and will recover my wool and my flax given to cover her nakedness. And now will I discover her lewdness in the sight of her lovers, and none shall deliver her out of mine hand. I will also cause all her mirth to cease, her feast days, her new moons, and her Sabbaths, and all her solemn feasts. And I will destroy her vines and her fig trees, whereof she hath said, these are my rewards that my lovers have given me. And I will make them a forest, and the beasts of the field shall eat them. And I will visit upon her the days of Balaam, wherein she burned incense to them, and she decked herself with her earrings and her jewels, and she went after her lovers, and forgat me, saith the Lord. Therefore, behold, I will allure her, and bring her into the wilderness, and speak comfortably unto her. And I will give her her vineyards from thence, and the valley of Achor for a door of hope. And she shall sing there, as in the days of her youth, and as in the day when she came up out of the land of Egypt. And it shall be at that day, saith the Lord, that thou shalt call me Ishi, and shalt call me no more Baali. For I will take away the name of Balaam out of her mouth, and they shall no more be remembered by their name. And in that day will I make a covenant for them with the beasts of the field, and with the fowls of the heaven, and with the creeping things in the ground. And I will break the bow and the sword and the battle out of the earth, and will make them to lie down safely. And I will betroth thee unto me forever, yea, I will betroth thee unto me in righteousness and in judgment and in loving kindness and in mercies. I will even betroth thee unto me in faithfulness, that and thou shalt know the Lord. And it shall come to pass in that day, I will hear, saith the Lord, I will hear the heavens, and they shall hear the earth. And the earth shall hear the corn and the wine and the oil, and they shall hear Jezreel. And I will sow her unto me in the earth, and I will have mercy upon her that had not obtained mercy. And I will say to them which were not my people, thou art my people, and they shall say, thou art my God. Let's pray. Father, Lord, help us this morning. Help us we just look at this primarily one thought. We may just kind of do some interesting facts here for a moment. But as we look at faithfulness this morning and how important it is to be faithful, and as a servant of the Lord, how you look upon faithfulness. And God, Lord, help me to be faithful, Lord. We've got many, many people in this room this morning that are a testimony, an example of faithfulness, and Lord, I thank you for that. It's a good example to the rest of us. Lord, I pray that you just help us this morning. Help the service to follow. Lord, I do believe that there are some lost people here today, just from what I know. And Lord, I pray that, Lord, today would be the day of salvation, and that they would be saved and accept you as their Savior. Help the activities to follow and the meal, and just, Lord, I pray everything would go smoothly and you'd be honored. In Jesus' name, amen. I want to talk to you this morning just about faithfulness, about being faithful. You know, I think God thinks a lot about somebody that is faithful. You know, what does the Bible say? Well done, thou good and faithful servant. And, you know, God doesn't necessarily want, he doesn't say, well done, thou great servant. He said, well done, thou good and faithful servant. You know, and I think sometimes we think, well, I've never done anything great for God. Well, I think God looks at faithfulness as something great. When you show up day in, day out in your place, and we're going to talk about just a few things this morning about being faithful and how important it is, I think, as a Christian that we are faithful. You say, Brother Chad, what does this have to do with the story that we read? Well, if you look at the life of Hosea, what happened here in the life of Hosea is he went and married a harlot. And they had a child together. His name was Jezreel. Okay? But then you also look, and there's two other children that was born in chapter number one. There were two other children born. Okay? A lot of people think, and I have to agree with them, these two children were probably not Hosea's. They were somebody else's. Because if you look at their names, not my people. Hosea said, that's not mine. And I'm going to name it that. That is not mine. That's not my people. Okay? And you look at in chapter 2, we even read, and I should have wrote down what verse it was. But chapter 2, it talks about the father, they're not my children. So not only did this woman, Gomer, you know, basically show up and they had a child together and they were married, and then Gomer went out to her lovers and she left Hosea and followed after other people, and then she wants to come back after, you know, after everything is gone bad and everything's tore apart in her life, she wants to come back to Hosea. And we'll see later also, Hosea goes and finds her again. And all this is, remember what I told you last week, the story of Hosea and Gomer is a picture of the Christian life and what Jesus Christ does for us. He picked us up out of the very pits of sin and depravity, and he saved us, and he gave us an opportunity, just like Hosea gave Gomer an opportunity. And then it's a shame for us as Christians to go back to that lifestyle, just like it would, you think in your mind, you're automatically, I can't believe Gomer did that. She left Hosea and went and she had other lovers. But you know what, folks? Us as Christians are oftentimes very guilty of that also. We go back to the world. You know, in James it talks about, the Bible says, ye adulterers and adulteresses, know ye not that enmity, and I'm going to phrase it wrong, but enmity with the world, or enmity with God is a friend of the world. Basically it says, if you're a friend of God, you're an enemy of the world. And if you're a friend of the world, you're an enemy of God. But you notice what it prefaces that by saying, ye adulterers and adulteresses. That's what it says. It calls it out like it is. So we're going to look at, you know, why is it important that you're faithful? You know, we all understand it's important to be faithful to your spouse, and that's a great thing, okay? But you know what? It's as important and more so that we're faithful to God, all right? And when we look at faithfulness, just the thought of faithfulness this morning, and I'm not sure which way to do this. I'm just going to give you three things right off the bat, and then we're going to look through the scripture, and I'm going to kind of reference those three things. And there's all kinds of things about faithfulness. You could preach 3 or 4 weeks on faithfulness, and I'm not kidding. But I want to show you just maybe three thoughts that I kind of pulled out. Number one, faithfulness is truth. Faithfulness is truth. You know, if you're faithful to your spouse, that involves a lot of truth. You can't be having secrets. You can't be hiding things. And you know, when you're faithful to Jesus Christ, when you're faithful to God, it involves living a life of truth. You know, you can't be, you know, faithfulness is not being one thing on Sunday and a different thing on Monday. It's living a life of truth. Yeah, well, I come to church every Sunday. Well, that's great, and I'm glad you're faithful to church, but that doesn't mean you're faithful to God. You know, if a lady says, well, my husband just expects me home on, you know, Saturday, okay? Well, that doesn't mean she can run around the rest of the week. Does it? No. We've got men in here that travel. I've got friends that are businessmen that travel. You know what? The faithfulness to their husband or their faithfulness to their wife isn't just when they're home, is it? No. That faithfulness should continue even when they're not at home. And you know, your faithfulness to God, my faithfulness to God, is a truthful relationship. And when, if you're not faithful to God throughout the week, it's just the same thing as a husband or wife. Well, yeah, I'm going to be faithful while they're home from business. Remember what the in Proverbs chapter number 7, remember what the strange woman said? For the goodman is not at home. He has taken a bag of money and has gone on a long journey and will come home at the day appointed. You know what she was? She was unfaithful when he was gone. Said, I know when he'll be back. I'll be faithful when he's here. But when he's not here, I'm not going to be faithful. And it's a sad thing, but I think a lot of Christians, well, I'm faithful to God every church service. Good. What about the rest of the week? You would expect that of your husband or your wife. And I think God expects that of us. So it's a living a life of truth. It's not being one thing on Sunday morning and a different thing on Monday morning. It's not being one thing on Sunday morning and a different thing the rest of the week. It's being one thing. It's living a life of truth and faithfulness. Okay? And that's what God wants us to do, is to live a life of truth. And I'm going to get to the scripture here in just a moment, and I've got quite a bit of it. Second thing, faithfulness is consistency. Faithfulness is consistency. You know, it's being consistent in your life. You know, I've said this before. I may not be this level of Christian, the highest level of Christian. Okay? But I don't want to be the bottom level of Christian by any means. But you know what Jesus Christ said? Well done, thou good and faithful. He didn't say great. I love that. Because I can't be a great, you know, I'm not Jesus Christ. None of us are. We're not perfect. But you know what? I don't think God wants way up here one day and way down here the next day. You know, he said in Revelation, I would that thou wert warm, or I would that thou wert cold or hot, but because you're lukewarm, I'm going to spit you out of my mouth. You know what lukewarm is because you're mixing hot and cold all the time. Hot and cold, hot and cold, hot and cold. You know, I've said before, I'd rather be a Christian that is the same day in and day out. I don't want to have a spiritual high on Sunday and then bottom out, just like somebody taking drugs, okay? They get a high, and then what happens after that? The bottom drops out, and they're completely down here. I don't want to be that. You know, just because, you know, I want to do my devotions on Sunday morning, just like I do my devotions on Monday morning. Is Sunday a shot in the arm? Absolutely. It's great to be around God's people, and it's great to come to the house of God and hear an extra dose of the Word of God. But what about Monday? Do you just go back to the same thing? It goes back to that living a life of truth. I want to be consistent. And you know what your children need? You know, some of you don't have children in the house anymore, but they need consistency. They don't need a mom and dad that, you know, they come to church and they watch their mom and dad go around and shake people as Mr. and Mrs. Spiritual, and then on the way home, eat the preacher for lunch. They don't need that. That'll destroy your kids. And I'm a young parent, okay? And I'm not saying this from experience. I'm saying this from observation and from our pastor standing up here and saying the exact same thing. You got to be consistent. And you know what? In a relationship, faithfulness is consistency. You know, when you come to church and you're faithful and you're consistent, but what about on Monday and Tuesday? Are you still consistent? Are you still faithful to God? Or is your faithfulness, like I said, well, he's gone on a trip, so this lady is going to go play the harlot while her husband's gone. That's not faithfulness. That's being unfaithful. Okay? So faithfulness is truth. Faithfulness is consistency. I want to say this, and then we're going to get into some verses, and we're going to go bam, 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 get through them quickly. Faithfulness is most evident in the mundane. Faithfulness is most evident in the mundane. What are you saying, Brother Chad? You know, it's easy to come to church. You know, we had 60-some on our bus this morning. You know why we had 60-some on our bus this morning and 30-something last week? because something exciting was going on this week. Faithfulness is most evident in the mundane. When you know, you Sunday school teachers, Mrs. Walton, you know, yeah, it, you know what it is? The same thing week after week after week after week. Everybody wants to serve God when there's a spotlight up there and everybody's, oh yeah, this is exciting, this is great, this is what's going to happen. But what about 10 years into it when everything is kind of mundane, about the same? That's when faithfulness, trying to think who it was. I saw a wedding. I couldn't name you the person. Man just died, and I read an article about it. He was 90 years old, and his wife, maybe some of you saw it in the paper. I don't even know where I saw it. But his wife, he just died. His wife was holding his hand, and she was singing some song to him. Something about sweetheart. I don't remember what it was. But he was 90 years old. They were 10 days away from their 70th wedding anniversary. You know what that is? That's faithfulness. And you know what? Faithfulness was most evident. We say, oh, wow, that's great. But there's a lot of years in there that I'm sure it was pretty mundane. Just day in, day out. You go to work, you clean the house, you wake up, you go to work. It's the same thing over and over and over again. But you know what? That's where faithfulness shines. Faithfulness shines. Folks in here, and I, kudos to you. If I had a hat, I'd tip it to you. But you know what? You've been faithful. And you said, Bro Chad, it's not always been exciting. It's true. But that's where faithfulness is most evident. Is in the mundane. You know, your marriage relationship is not always going to be the honeymoon. Okay? But that's where faithfulness kicks in. You know, Gomer, I think, was real happy with Hosea maybe to start with, and then she started, maybe it wasn't quite the same. Maybe it wasn't quite the same when he came and, you know, he proposed and everything, and it started getting mundane. And that's where her faithfulness waned. It was short in that area because it wasn't as exciting as it used to be. I mentioned a while ago, you know, our bus kids right now, yeah, they're pumped about today. They're excited. But that's not true faithfulness. That's not faith. You know what I'm excited about is the kids that have been on the bus, is those 30 kids. Yeah, I'm excited. I'm great. It's 60 kids. That's awesome. But you know what? The ones I'm proud of is the ones that came last week and the week before and the week before and the week before. Pastor always says you got to look for the jewels, the pearls of great value. I love all the bus kids, I think, equally. But if I had to invest in a bus kid, a young person that rode on the bus, it's the one that has been coming week in, week out, faithful. You know what I think? If God wants to invest in somebody, you think he's going to invest in the one that only wants to serve him when things are exciting? Or the one that has been week in, week out, he's been faithful? Proverbs, so starting our Bibles, we just got a few minutes. I've got quite a few references to go to. Proverbs chapter 11. So, and like I said, there's all kinds of things about faithfulness we could look at. Those are just three things that Lord just kind of laid on my heart for some reason or another. But Proverbs chapter 11, I referenced these, some of these. Was it Wednesday I preached, I think? Some of these will be probably, because they talk about friendship even. Proverbs chapter 11. Proverbs chapter 11, verse number 13. Bible says, a talebearer revealeth secrets, but he that is of a faithful spirit concealeth the matter. You know what this goes back to? Faithfulness is truth. Faithfulness is truth. You know, you tell the truth, but you know what? You don't always go around. You know, people always get on and they want to get on their social media thing and they want to lambast whoever. Well, that's not being faithful. That's not being faithful to your spouse, to your your husband, your wife, all right? So faithfulness is truth, and we see that here. I believe that it is one way that we see that. Proverbs chapter 13, Proverbs chapter 13, verse number 17. A wicked messenger falleth into mischief, but a faithful ambassador is health. A faithful ambassador. You know what a faithful ambassador is? Is somebody that you don't have to worry about to deliver a message for you. That's what a faithful ambassador. Can God be confident that you're a faithful ambassador? That you're a faithful representative of the country that you really belong to? Because we don't come from this country. We're pilgrims here in this country. Our country is from heaven, and we're an ambassador to this country. So is God looking at us and saying, well, is that a faithful ambassador? Are you true? Are you consistent? Are you faithful during the mundane? That's what a faithful ambassador is. Proverbs chapter 14, verse number 5. This goes along with faithfulness is truth. A faithful witness will not lie, but a false witness will utter lies. Faithful witness will not lie, but a false witness will utter lies. Proverbs chapter 20. A lot of these in Proverbs. Proverbs chapter 20, verse number 6. I believe this could kind of go along with faithfulness is most evident in the mundane. Most men will proclaim everyone his own goodness, but a faithful man who can find. Everybody wants the limelight. But faithful people that are there day in, day out, faithful in the mundane, they're hard to find. Amen. All right? So most men will proclaim everyone his own goodness, but a faithful man who can find. Proverbs chapter 25, verse number 13. As the cold of snow in the time of harvest, so is a faithful messenger to them that send him, for he refresheth the soul of his masters. This goes back to Proverbs chapter 11, verse number 13. Basically, in a different way, it restates the same fact. Are you a faithful ambassador? Are you a faithful messenger? If God gave you a task to do, could he rely on you to do it? If God gave me a task to do, can he rely on me to do it? Am I a faithful to God? Am I faithful to God? Proverbs chapter 27, verse 6. This is one we looked at Wednesday night. Faithful are the wounds of a friend, but the kisses of an enemy are deceitful. Proverbs chapter 28, verse 20. A faithful man shall abound with blessings, but he that maketh haste to be rich shall not be innocent. Haven't you seen this sometimes? Somebody, you've got somebody that works the same job for 40 years. And you know what? He shows up to work on time. He's faithful. He's faithful to his job. And you know what most of the time happens? He's rewarded. You know, he's got seniority. He's got all these things. He's rewarded from the company because of his what? Faithfulness. Then you've got, on the other hand, what the Bible's talking about here, somebody that just jumps from thing to thing, the next golden opportunity. That's what this is talking about. The Bible says a man that's faithful in his position, there's pastors like that. I know of a guy, you know, every 3 years he changes churches. I don't think God, I don't know, I'm not God, and I can't tell you where God sends people, okay? But I think that there's a lot of blessings in watching, and Pastor Jerry said this, Pastor Ross has said this, there's blessings in watching third, fourth generation Christians. You know, a faithful man shall abound with blessings, but he that hasteth to be rich, what does it say, shall fall into mischief? I lost it here. But you know what the Bible is just simply saying here? Hey, be faithful. Be faithful. God wants somebody that's faithful. Matthew chapter 24. Go to the New Testament here. I believe this is the story. Matthew chapter 24. verse 44. Therefore, be ye also ready, for in such an hour as ye think not, the Son of Man cometh. Who then is a faithful and wise servant whom his Lord hath made ruler over his household, to give them meat in due season? Blessed is that servant whom his Lord, when he cometh, shall find so doing. Verily I say unto you that he shall make him ruler over all his goods. But, and if that evil servant shall say in his heart, My Lord delayeth his coming, and shall begin to smite his fellow servants, and to eat and drink with the drunken, the Lord of that servant shall come in a day when he looketh not for him, and in an hour that he is not aware of, and shall cut him asunder, and appoint him his portion with the hypocrites. There shall be weeping and gnashing of teeth. You know what we have here? We have a faithful servant and an unfaithful servant. Well, the boss isn't here. My husband's not here. My wife's not here. Well, it's just kind of mundane. I'm gonna go do this to the servants. I'm gonna make myself prominent. And then the Lord shows up. And how humiliating that would be. You know, you moved, as I read a story, he moved out of the bunkhouse into the main house, and then the ranch owner showed up. How humiliating. What are you doing right now? What am I doing right now? If God came right now, we'd be like, oh, I shouldn't have been doing that. Are you faithful? Proverbs chapter 25, verse 21. This is the story of the talents. We'll just read the last verse. His Lord said unto him, Well done, thou good and faithful servant. Thou hast been faithful over few things, over maybe some even mundane things, we could say. Thou hast been faithful over a few things. I will make thee ruler over many things. Enter thou into the joy of the Lord. Luke chapter 16. Luke chapter 16. Verse number 10. Bible says, He that is faithful in that which is least is faithful also in much, and he that is unjust in the least is unjust also in much. If therefore ye have not been faithful in the unrighteous mammon, who will commit to your trust the true riches? If ye have not been faithful in that which is another man's, who shall give you that which is your own? No man can serve two masters, for either he will hate the one and love the other, else he will hold to the one and despise the other. Ye cannot serve God and mammon. And let me say, you cannot serve God and the will and the world, as we saw in James. Because if you try to, you're an adulterer and an adulteress. It's the Bible. 1 Corinthians chapter 4. This will be the last one. We'll go. 1 Corinthians chapter number 4. Very well-known verse. 1 Corinthians chapter 4. Bible says, Moreover, it is required in stewards that a man be found faithful. And God has given us, folks, a stewardship of our life, a stewardship of maybe finances, a stewardship of possibly a family. And you know what God says? Moreover, you know that what that means? Over everything. Over everything. I want you to be faithful. I want you to be faithful to me. You know, I think Hosea would have looked over a lot of Gomer's inconsistencies if there was one thing that would have been true about Gomer, if she would have been faithful. God will look over. I mean, I'm not saying you shouldn't do your best to increase the talents that God's given you, but you know what? Just be faithful. Just come. I mean, do the basic stuff. Walk with God. Have a walk with God. Come to church. Come to church. God wants you to be faithful. You want your husband and wife to be faithful? I do. Well, God wants his bride, because the church is the bride of Christ, and he wants them to be faithful also. Let's pray. Father, Lord, we thank you for this thought. Thank you for this, just the challenge, Lord, to my heart. Lord, I do want to thank you for I can look across the auditorium this morning, and I see saints of God that have just been faithful. They've been faithful, and they've been true to you. They've been consistent. Lord, they've been faithful even in the mundane. And Lord, I thank you for them. I pray that you just bless us this morning. Help us have a great service. And pray for the activities to follow. In Jesus' name, amen.